but many are gathering hither beside the beds. The news of the death of the guardian has already gone far and wide, and the legend of the wealth of Thror has not lost in the telling during many years. Many are eager for a share of the spoil. Already a host of the elves is on the way, and carrion birds are with them, hoping for battle and slaughter. By the lake, men murmur that their sorrows are due to the dwarves, for they are homeless, and many have died, and Smaug has destroyed their town. They, too, think to find amends from your treasure, whether you are alive or dead. Your own wisdom must decide your course, but 13 is small remnant of the great folk of Durin that once dwelt here, and now are scattered far. If you will listen to my counsel, you will not trust the master of the lakemen, but rather him that shot the dragon with his bow. Bard is he, of the race of Tail, of the line of Gideon. He is a grim man, but true. We would see peace once more among dwarves and men and elves after the long desolation, but it may cost you dear in gold. I have spoken.
Then Thorin burst forth in anger.
Our thanks, Roak Kark's son. You and your people shall not be forgotten. But none of our gold shall thieves take or the violent carry off while we are alive. If you would earn our thanks still more, bring us news of any that draw near. Also I would beg of you, if any of you are still young and strong of wing, that you would send messengers to our kin in the mountains of the north, both west from here and east, and tell them of our plight. But go specially to my cousin Dain in the Iron Hills, for he has many people well armed, and dwells nearest to this place. Bid him hasten.
I will not say if this counsel be good or bad, croaked Roak, but I will do what can be done.
Then off he slowly flew.
Back now to the mountain, cried Thorin. We have little time to lose.
And little food to use, cried Bilbo, always practical on such points. In any case, he felt that the adventure was, properly speaking, over with the death of the dragon, in which he was much mistaken.